Greetings in the name of the giver of every good and perfect gift. Your speaker today is John A. Horn, and we're going to bring you a little message from the Word of God found in the first book in the Bible, Genesis, chapter 16, and we shall read together at verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur, and he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress. Whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? Yes, indeed, friends, they're pointed questions, but very important ones, because all my hearers are on a journey, a long, long journey, and we could add, a journey from whence no traveler ever returns. And of course, it's only natural to try to forget having to do with God, having to meet a sin-hating, a righteous, and a thrice-holy God. But now then, let's take a little journey, first backward and then onward. Whence comest thou? And I'm sure if you're at all acquainted with the Word of God, you would say readily that I am a descendant of the first man, Adam. You see, we aren't especially interested in whether or not you're Irish or Scotch or English or German or French or such like, important as you may regard that, but you surely do know that you are a son or a daughter of the Adamic family, of the first man, Adam. And of course, he in turn came from the hand of God. You see, when God created the first man, Adam, he stooped down and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And so, in reality, Adam had his origin from God himself. And it is true that to all who are listening in today, sons and daughters of our first parents, you possess spirit, soul, and body. And so, it would be most worthwhile to stop and take some serious thoughts regarding about where you are journeying. You see, according to the scriptures, there are but the two destinations. The Word of God knows of but two classes of people and two destinations. And the two classes of people are the saved and the lost, or perhaps you prefer to think of them as believers and unbelievers, or righteous and the unrighteous, and so on. But however you view it, the truth of the matter is that we began having a link with a fallen race. You see, there were no children born in the Garden of Eden, nor were children born until after Adam and Eve were driven from the very paradise of God after they had sinned against him. And so all my hearers and the speaker alike have inherited a sinful and a depraved nature. And certainly, it's far from being flattering, but as we point out again and again, it is most flattening to take a little retrospect and to remind ourselves from whence we came. But you know, you are not responsible for the fact that you are a sinner. You are not responsible for the fact that you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, but you certainly are responsible to God if you remain in that state, if you remain at a distance from Him. And we're happy and we're glad to be able to tell you that that relationship could be changed right today, and you could be able to say, in answer to that second question, whither am I going? You'd be able to say, well, thank God, I'm bound for the land of the pure and the holy, the land of the happy, the kingdom of love, if reached and saved by the grace of God. Otherwise, if you are still in your sins and have not embraced the Son of God as your personal Savior, you are traveling the downward course that leads to eternal doom and darkness and separation from God forever and forever. So again, as we conclude the first part of this little message to you, we would ask you, from whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? It could be decided by you today, and you could, though still in your sins, if you trust Christ as your personal Savior, would be able to say, I am bound, I am heaven-born and heaven-bound. God grant it for His name's sake. Amen.